Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Take your Bibles, turn to Psalm 40 this morning. 40th Psalm. Man, it feels like we're kind of getting back, and I do so much appreciate that. You don't know what you have until it's gone, right? And it's good to have fellowship with the brethren. Good crowd here this morning, much better than last week. I trust it's going to continue to grow, and it won't be long, and we'll be packed right out again. But I want to look at what God taught Abraham this morning. And we're going to look at three chapters in the book of Genesis. But before we get there, I want to read a little bit here in Psalms 40. You may not know this. I have shared this at different times, different ways. But school and me did not mix when I was growing up. You may not find this hard to believe. I am not an academician. I'm not someone who, with the pointed head and just got into books. That wasn't me. I can honestly say, and you might want to put your hands over the ears of your children, your grade school kids especially, maybe your teenagers as well, that Pastor Rader, in 13 years of schooling, kindergarten through 12th grade, never, ever took a book home. Never. I say that to my shame. I really do. I don't believe, I have no recollect. I know in high school I didn't, never studied for a test. The truth is, I was a C and D student, and I thought I was stupid. I thought that everybody else had the same lack of study habits that I had. And a miracle of miracles, Pickford High School, during the football season, I got A's and B's. What's interesting is I never did anything different than I did any other part of the year. But the fact is, I am no academician. And then when I got saved, that didn't turn me into an academician like that, because I still didn't have purpose. But when I got called and when I surrendered, my life totally changed. I had a thirst that could not be quenched outside of studying hard the Word of God. So when I finally surrendered to the ministry, I went off to Bible college, and I couldn't get enough Bible. And I went to a Bible college where every class was Scripture. Every class was Bible, even English. They rooted it in the Word of God. And I knew I was called to preach when I looked at the courses that I was going to have to take in order to get my Bachelor of Arts, and there was no mathematics course. I knew right then I was called to preach. And I just soaked up everything I could. I ended up graduating from college with honors. After college, I got an earned master's degree. I got an earned doctorate's degree. I can appreciate, point a lot to Doty concerning that. She did all the typing, and I just did the dictaphone kind of thing. But the fact is, I have a thirst. I have never stopped studying the Word of God. When I finally surrendered to the Word of, surrendered to God's calling on my life, man, this may disappoint you. You might be a teenager thinking, I'm almost in 12th grade. It's almost, you will never stop learning. Never, never, ever stop learning. And I confess to you, I'll be 64 this winter, a couple months away, just a couple months shy of it. I have a lot to learn. There's still more that I want to learn. I want to get a hold of. There's so much. And I'm not talking about the moving target of what the world calls education. I'm talking about God. Winston Churchill said towards the end of World War II, one of his great speeches, and he was a great orator, he said, never trust the other guy's statistics until you have a chance to make up your own. That's really quite profound. Because you can make statistics say whatever you want it to say without a doubt. But you know what never changes? The Word of God. Look at Psalm 40, verse 5. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. I say amen to that. And thy thoughts which are to us word. He thinks about us all the time. Think about that. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. The psalmist said, I can't even list them. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Psalm 72:18, blessed be God of Israel, who only doeth great and wondrous works. Psalm 139, verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. You put together all of the brains of the self-proclaimed geniuses, the 7 billion that exist in this planet right now, and you compare it, it isn't even a whiff of smoke compared to the wisdom of God, to the knowledge of God. As a child of God, you need to understand we don't know anything. We're going to spend eternity growing and learning and being educated in the goodness and the greatness of God. I can spend all of my life studying the 66 books that make up the canon of Holy Writ, and none of it's going to change, and there are no contradictions in it, and they're deep, and the depth and the breadth, man, is just far, far beyond me. I haven't even begun my education of getting to know God and knowing the purpose and the will and the greatness and the mercy and the long-suffering of God. I haven't even started. Say, preacher, you sound like some kind of nut. Well, bless God, I might be a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. I know who God is because of what the book says. Abraham was a great man of God. Go back to Genesis in chapter 12. We'll look at three quick portions of three different chapters in the book of Genesis concerning Abraham. Let me start this by saying this. The year 2020 is behind us now. COVID-19... socialism, the election, and everything related to those things, that's not what 2020 was about. It was about eternal souls leaving this temporary earth and going to an eternal heaven where they'll sing and laugh forever, or an eternal hell where they'll scream and cry forever. That's what 2020 was about. And we as a people of God, we better not lose focus on the eternality of God. I've got a lot to learn. You have a lot to learn. Three times in the book of Genesis. Now, God appeared to Abraham more than three times. But three times in the book of Genesis, we find those words, God appeared unto Abraham. And God taught this man who was on a pilgrimage, this man who was a stranger in this earth, he taught him three great truths. We can learn a lot in the presence of God. And that's what Abraham experienced. And I trust this morning that God will get a hold of us and we'll understand that there's a lot to learn. Number one, you haven't arrived. Paul told us that. You haven't arrived. You haven't reached some kind of spiritual plateau where you've been saved for so many years and reading so much Bible and memorizing scripture and you led X amount of people to the Lord. Now you got it all. That's not it. God is bigger than the life of Tim Rader. God is bigger than your life. And here's what Abraham learned way back before the word of God was recorded and God revealed himself unto Abraham, that Abraham learned that he wasn't alone in this journey and this pilgrimage. Maybe you're kind of feeling that way right now because there's ups and downs in life. Man, I love my dad. It's hard to see him struggle. Now, he's recuperated quite a bit, but it's just so hard to see that. And who knows what 2021 holds for any of us. This could be the year that Jesus comes. That's what I'm looking forward to. Abraham's 75 years old. He's told to pull up his stakes. There's been 2,000 years of human history. Now God has blessed Abraham. Abraham is a man of God. He's obedient to God. He's faithful to God. God looks down from his heaven and says, that's the man I'm going to bless. That's the man that's following me. He is going to experience my presence, and I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket, and in Abraham, I'm going to make some promises. We call it the Abrahamic covenant, and I'm going to bless his seed and bless his offspring. Out of Abraham, many mighty nations are going to come, but one big nation is going to come, and that is the nation Israel. And I make a covenant, an agreement with Abraham, because he loves me so. And God appears unto Abraham. Verse 1, Genesis and chapter 12 says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, notice it's Abram, not the word Abraham. He changes his name through the course of what we're going to read here in a message this morning. And Abram means exalted father. Abraham means father of many nations. God made a promise to Abraham, you'll be the father of many nations. And the nation Israel that will come out of your loins, I will entrust to them the word of God. I will, through your lineage, through your family, I will bring the Messiah, the promised one, who will visit this earth. And Israel was entrusted with the oracles of God. You can read that in the book of Romans. God trusted them. They were his people. God's not a racist. It wasn't like he was looking for a certain race. You don't find races in the word of God. You find people groups in the word of God. You find tribes within the word of God. And God said to Abraham, I will bless your seed. Verse 1 says, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. He was going to be a pilgrim. Hebrews in chapter 11. He was going to be a stranger. As a matter of fact, the word Hebrew means wanderer. This world is not our home. Don't be thinking this world, this earth is where you're going to spend eternity. And it's too easy to get caught up in the fog of life. This life is temporary. This is our starting point. Heaven or hell, that's where we're going from here. He said, you'll be a wanderer, you'll be a stranger, you'll be a pilgrim. Pull up your stakes, Abraham. Abram, you're living in a tent, you're going to stay in a tent. And I will make thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, didn't have any children yet, and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place where I'll just stop reading right there. I only really needed the first few verses here. Turn to Genesis 22 while I share this with you. Genesis and chapter 22. The great I am that I am appears before Abraham. He's Abram at this point. The great and mighty God Jehovah Jireh appears to Abram. With God's promise, with God's command, comes his power for those who have enough faith to follow him. Jehovah Jireh, I better turn to Genesis 22 now. Genesis in chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt or test Abraham and said unto Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, thy son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering. Later on in this passage, God reveals himself to Abraham in verse 14 as Jehovah Jireh. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. That's another message. And I preached that text not too long ago, where Abraham was willing to offer his son Isaac, but God provided a lamb caught in the thicket. And God said, this is Jehovah Jireh. That is a name for God. It means God has provided. It means God is enough. And Abraham learns this right away. God says to Abraham with a theophany, a Christophany. Those are theological terms that refer to a time in the Bible where God reveals himself or walked on this planet prior to Jesus taking on human form. That would be referred to as a Christophany. A theophany is when God appears to man, Old Testament, in human form. There's a whole study that I'm not done studying yet, but the three angels that appear unto Abraham just before Sodom and Gomorrah, I can prove to you already in my study that one of them is Jehovah God, that another is Jesus in his pre-incarnate form. And there's a whole lot more studying there to do. And I'm not going to run there this morning because I don't have it all settled in my mind yet, but God reveals himself to Abraham. He said, I want you to know, Abraham, that I am enough. God and me is a majority, no matter how puny I am, no matter how small I am. Jehovah Jireh, one of the first things that God taught Abraham is that he's enough. If we have God, we have enough. We don't need the trinkets. We don't need all the other things of life. We don't need popularity and praise of man. If we have God, we have enough. God began to bless Abraham. Abraham's being obedient to him. God says, Abraham, I want you to go to the land of Canaan. I'll show you where it is. You don't know where it is yet, but I want you to follow me in faith. Up to this point, you have been obedient to me, and I'm going to bless you if you'll just continue. And I'll make a promise with you right now. I'm going to make of you a mighty nation. And through your seed, the Messiah is going to come. And through your seed, think of the honor that was to Abraham. Through your offspring, I'm going to entrust to you the oracles of God, the word of God for this planet in which we live. He said, and I want you to know, number one, that I am enough. It's the year 2021. 2020 was kind of a desperate year. Some people fell away from God. Some people were strengthened. Some people got out of sorts with God. Others let other things get in the way. That's a sad thing. But here's the message this morning for Abraham, and it's the message for you and for me. Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. God is enough. He promises to Abraham the land of Israel. You say, well, how big is, I hear about the Palestinian lands and Jordan and Syria. How big is that promise that God made to Abraham? One day Israel is going to have modern day Israel, the Palestinian territory, Egypt, Jordan, Syria, and Turkey. It all belongs to God's people. That is Israel. That is the promise that is going to be fulfilled. Those other little nations round about them, the 41 or 46 Arab nations that are around Israel, No how, no way. God made a promise to Israel. I am enough. God took a nobody and made the greatest nation on earth. God took a nobody and entrusted to him the book. God took a nobody and brought the Redeemer. But with God, nothing is impossible. Abraham said, God said to Abraham, this, I'm paraphrasing now, I know there are walled cities there. I know there are fierce and brutal people, mighty militaries. I know there's giants in the land, but I'm going to give it to you because you've been faithful to me. Now, without getting fleshly and without getting selfish, what do you think God wants to give to the people of God today and the 21st century in which we live? If we just live by faith, if we just obey God, that is a deep and profound thought. I know what God's will is for Fundamental Baptist Church. I know that God wants every single person in Chippewa County and in Mackinac County and in Luce County to be born again. I know that's the will of God. I know that, you know, there's walled cities and giants in the land. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God's just looking for some Abrahams. So God reveals himself by way of his presence and teaches Abraham great truth. Another thing he taught Abraham when he appeared to him, look at chapter 17. Chapter 17. Jehovah Jireh, chapter 12, chapter 22, chapter 17, El Shaddai. It means God Almighty. God says to Abraham, Abraham, I am enough. I'll provide. You just follow me. God says to Abraham, Abraham, I am Almighty God. El Shaddai. There's nobody like our God in heaven. Nobody. You can wrap up all the false gods, all the self-proclaimed gods that have ever walked the planet, the surface of this planet. They're nothing. They're nothing. And they're just self-made, man-made, self-created deity that isn't really deity at all. Here's a shocker for perhaps someone listening this morning. There's one God. Amen. One God. God in heaven is El Shaddai. God Almighty. Now Abraham is 99 years old. God made a promise to him when he was 75 years old. God told him when he was 75, I'm enough. I'm enough. I'll provide. I'm all you need. And then he gets to 99 years of age and he teaches Abraham that he's all powerful. Look what it says in verse 1, chapter 17. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. He's saying, walk in my presence. Walk in my light. Walk in my favor. Where's your walk with God this morning? Are you walking and practicing the presence of God? Or do you just do that an hour or 3 hours during the week when you come to church? Man, where's your walk? He said, walk, Abraham, if you'll walk in my light, if you'll walk in my presence, if you'll walk in my favor, I will bless you. He says in verse 2, and I will make my covenant, my agreement between me and thee. And he reiterates it here, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. And neither shall thy name be any more Abram, or exalted father, but thy name shall be Abraham, father of many nations. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Now, you know what? Our president, President Trump, they called it the Abrahamic Accord. Remember that peace treaty that was signed? History. And the world just didn't make, America just didn't, the media didn't make much of it. But there's coming a day. There is coming a day. You see, the promise that was made to Abraham by God will be fulfilled. They will possess the land again. The kingdom will be ushered in a 1,000-year reign of Christ after the 7 years of tribulation. That is going to happen. He said, I'll make of thee a great nation. Verse 7, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thy seed in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger. You're just a pilgrim now. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. All the land of Canaan. For an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Everlasting. Amen. All the land. That day is coming. So here's a theophany, a Christophany, where God reveals himself to Abraham. He said, Abraham, this is Jehovah Jireh. Abraham, I am El Shaddai. I am, concerning the promises of God, you got to know this, Abraham. I am Almighty God. Concerning the promises he's made to the church of Jesus Christ, I am Almighty God. Let's not forget who God is. Let's not forget that he is El Shaddai. He's all that we need. What God commands, he promises. What he promises, he empowers. Our God, if you have God, you have enough. He's Jehovah Jireh. He is Almighty God. We don't need anybody else. What a promise. Go to Genesis in chapter 18. Genesis 18. You know what's hard about preaching? You can't preach everything you studied for. And you got to leave some things out. That's where you have to study on your own, right? Genesis, and don't miss any church. Genesis and chapter 18. Now, he's approaching 99 years of age. He's going to do a mighty act, a mighty work in the presence of God, or in the presence of Abraham. Holiness is going to prevail in the land where Abraham is dwelling. In spite of the wickedness of man, God has a plan. Here's what I'm going to try to say as I read through some of the passage of Scripture here this morning. God is enough, and God is all-powerful. Here's the best part. Here's what makes these two things wonderful. God is a friend of sinners. Amen. I think it was Matthew. Was it chapter 11? Don't quote me on it. Look it up. You'll do a good Bible study. Where the wicked called Jesus a friend of sinners and publicans. I say good thing.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Right from the heart. Let me testify. Amen to that. Yeah. I'm glad that he's a friend of sinners. Abraham found out that God was his friend. I hope I can find it. James. Let's all go to the book of James. I think it's chapter 2. Oh, the mind of Tim Rader needs God's help right now. Chapter 2, verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You've got a friend in God. That is a wonderful truth. I'll not read Genesis in chapter 18, because I got to draw this to a close. Abraham, God reveals the three angels, Jehovah, Jesus, maybe a form of the Holy Spirit, maybe just one of the angels, appears unto Abraham before they leave. And Abraham is a friend of God. He prepares for them food. He waits on them. He stands next to them while they're eating. He's hospitable. He brings them into his home. He gives them the best he has. And just before they leave, one of them look over to the other and said, should we tell Abraham our plans? And they do. Abraham, we're going to visit this earth. We've heard the cries of people. And we're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Get your family and get out. Abraham has a friend in God. You understand this? This is different than the Old Testament. New Testament, we are invited to intimacy with Jehovah God. Every time I think it sounds like blasphemy. When you get born again, you become a joint heir with Christ. Right. Romans in chapter 8. That's, man, we're family. Amen. We're friends. I mean, we're on the inside, and God says to Abraham, "I am your friend." What a friend we have in Jesus! All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We have been invited into the family of God. We have been purchased. We've been blood bought. We have the imputed righteousness of Christ. I am not only His son, but I am His friend, and He invites me to that. That's bigger than my mind. That's bigger than Tim Rader's mind. I really can't get my thoughts around it. I really can't. I'll never be deity, and you'll never be deity, but we have a friend in God. When God appeared to Abraham, He said, Abraham, I'm enough. You got to know that. You must know that. Jehovah Jireh. Abraham, He appears to him again. He says, I'm all powerful. El Shaddai. You understand all the powers of this world? It don't matter. It don't matter. There's one God. Just one. And Abraham, I'm your friend. And Abraham was called a friend of God. How was your walk with God? Where do you stand with the Lord? Are you obedient? There are two words that will change your life. I'm talking about as a Christian. Two words will change your life. Yes, Lord. That's all it takes. Yes, Lord. It'll change you. So you're indwelt by the Holy Spirit because you got born again. You love the Lord. You know what? You've got eternity waiting for you, heaven. It's going to be a great eternity. But here's the battle going on right now in this life. 2021. Those two words will change your life. Yes, Lord. Whatever He asks of thee. Yes, Lord. Surrender.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, senior pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.